two major benefits that come from gathering and eating our daily bread fragments. And I combined it, well, the Lord combined it, the two words, our daily bread fragments. Two major benefits that come from gathering and eating our daily bread fragments. We learned on Sunday about the benefits that come alive through John, that what John 6:57 revealed to us. There are benefits. We learned the benefits of the Father that are revealed. And in John chapter 6, verse number 57, I'll just read it, and we'll talk about the benefits of that are found here. It says, "As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." And we see here that Christ eats and he lives by the Father. He receives the benefits of the Father. So Christ is full of the Father, obviously. So now as we eat the word, the rhema word, we're eating and essentially eating the flesh of Christ, which is also noted as the bread of heaven. And so we are eating that every time we get into this rhema, every time we're coming together and we're listening to the revelation knowledge that's flowing from the Lord unto us, we are eating this bread of heaven. We are eating this. And Jesus said, we will live by him if we eat him. And so what the word living means, and we've read this before, but I'm just going to show you how these are all the benefits of eating here. There's so many that we've been hearing, but we just didn't really note them as real benefits. If you're with me, just say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, here we go. So the word living means the first benefit will have vital power in its, will have vital power. This is all what we get out of eating the bread here. Number two, we will become efficient. Three, we will become powerful. And the fourth, which was, I've just fell in love with this one because it points to what we're learning that's coming out of peace, which we're learning about prosperity and favor. We will become efficacious. We will become ones that will become successful in producing desired and intended results. These are just four benefits we've already learned about early on. So we will have vital power. We will become efficient. We will be powerful and efficacious. We will be people that are successful in producing desired and intended results by eating our bread, by gathering the fragment.
Amen.
And eating those fragment bread pieces. Those rhemas that he's giving us. So as Joshua went in to study on the fragment that God gave him, because he said it like this, I heard him. He said, something apostle said stuck out to me. That's a fragment. When something sticks out, it actually gets louder to you. Uh-huh. It becomes more forcible. That's another definition we've been looking at within one of the words we've been studying. It becomes forcible. It becomes something that will provoke change, and we'll look at some more, a couple of more these benefits. It says we also learned that gathering and eating daily bread would energize us. We feel it. It's not just spiritual. It energizes in our natural. Six, it will expiate. That's what the actual word bread means. It means shoe bread or expiation. So we'll become expiated, which means we will be released from any guilt, shame, any type of fear. We will be completely, another word we've learned in the past, a couple times we learned this, propitiated. A couple times we've learned that.
Amen.
We will be propitiated. And it will also, the seventh benefit, it will provoke change. So these are just seven. There are so many more, but these are just seven that kind of stuck out to me and that will actually take place and do actually take place while you're eating the bread. You will become instantly efficacious. You will become one that will receive his or her intended and desired results. And I'm telling you right now, it happens while you're eating it, while you're eating it. But there are two more benefits that I would like to call them next level benefits. These benefits really establish a place that is absolutely positively consistent. It's a consistent flow. And God, yes, Lord. These two next benefits are the desired results that he has for us as we begin to make this our notable, or it would be considered a diet that we're eating on purpose. Like I really, really admire Minister Kurt, because he knows his body type and he knows what belongs in his body. He knows what he should eat and what he shouldn't eat. There are times I've been with Kurt and I'll ask him if he wants that. And he said, no, that's not for me. That's not my body type. You know, we were talking about, you know, not the other day, but a little while ago, how we're like, yo, man, don't you eat fried chicken? You know, you're black. Don't you eat fried chicken? He said, yeah. He said, we said, you don't like fried chicken? He said, yeah, I like fried chicken. He said, but I don't eat much fried food because I know that's not for me. That's not my body type. And he knows what's good for him and what's not. And we were kind of joking around with him, but at the same time, he knows what's good. So as we come into the knowledge and we take note that this is an actual diet, This is a diet to make one wiser. It is a diet to make one stronger. It is a diet to expiate, to promote change. It's a diet, Amen. My God, that will get you desired and intended results. We need to have this as a regiment, with the understanding that we will receive these benefits because we are now eating our body type. We're eating what he says in his word. He said, listen. He says it like this. He said, bodily exercise will profit you little, but spiritual, but godly is profitable unto all things. And so this is an actual diet that will touch from the realm of the spirit to the realm of your natural to your physical realm.
Amen.
And God wants us to understand this. And because when I get to these next two benefits, they're going to really perk you up and they're going to challenge you, because it's challenging me, because God is saying, no. I want you to know that this is what I've sent for you to eat. Just like I sent them manna and gave them instructions on how much to eat. He said, I'm not giving y'all instructions on how much to eat. Not here. I want you fat. I want you fat. I want your neck so fat that yokes are destroyed, from burdens are removed, and yokes can't be around you. I want you to gain fatness in the spirit. I gave them a diet because I was trying to train them in obedience. I'm giving you a diet because I want you full of my kingdom.
Bless God.
All right, now watch this here. Watch this. These two next benefits are really something. They're eye-openers. We go back to a scripture that we've already read. We go back to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. All right. Now, we learned this on Sunday. We learned this a long time ago. This is old story, but God brought it back to us for this reason here. He says that he might sanctify it. This is why he gave himself. Remember, Jesus said, the bread that I am is my flesh. And the flesh is what I will give for the life of the world. And this proves that he gave himself that we might live through him giving himself, because this is why, because verse 26 tells us what happens. He says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, or by the rhema. Now he died. It gives us a revelation that Jesus died so our ears would be open to hear, that we would be open to hear. We would be able to be quickened by his spirit because of him giving himself. His spirit could now make its abode, his abode in us. And by him making his abode in us, it would begin to give us a quick understanding. And in that quickening, in that hearing, the Lord said it like this. He said, you're bathing and you're eating at the same time. You're being cleansed, you're washing, and you're being bathed and you're eating both at the same time. Why? Because I gave myself that you could hear the rhema. Then he says this in verse number 27. that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. I didn't deal with the word blemish too much. I didn't deal with the word holy too much, but the word spot and wrinkle are the next two benefits. Now watch this. This takes it to the next level. This takes it all the way to the next level. This is where, like I said, we learned about, we are able to eat the daily bread when Christ died. He died so that we could hear. We are washed with water by the word or by the rhema. If he never gave himself, we wouldn't have received the Spirit, which gives us the ability to hear. And there are two powerful benefits that come from eating our hearing / eating Christ, our bread of life. The first one is no spot. And I would number that number 8. No spot. Now, the word spot means defect. It means a fault. But this is the big one right here, because this is what he's been dealing with us in. It means without disgrace. Without disgrace. The word disgrace means bring shame or discredit. But then I saw this in the definition of disgrace. It means to fall from favor. Mm-hmm. So to fall from favor. Now, the Lord told us when we began this that he was establishing a permanent flow of favor. Now he's revealing that if I'm not, or you're not in the flow of favor, you have a spot. Jesus, help me. You have a spot. And the rhema word, by eating the rhema word, by hearing the rhema or eating that bread of life, same thing, what is supposed to take place, what is supposed to take place is that it gets rid of the fall away of favor. But if there be a fall from favor, you're actually having a spot. So it's not that God is trying to just benefit us to have a permanent flow of favor. God is saying that if you're not in a permanent flow of favor, you have a spot. And I'm coming for a church that doesn't have a spot or a wrinkle. But he's going to present it to himself holy and without blemish. If you understand what I'm saying, just say amen.
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 Jesus. He's saying, so it's not just God trying to establish us to where we start walking in absolute favor. But no, God is saying, you must be in favor. Mm-hmm. For a church that has not evolved from the diet of the bread of life is a church that has a spot. You should evolve here. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus. Nah, ya roko bada. See, oh, let me calm down here. Whoo. Understand this. If you're not flowing in favor, that means you're not eating the proper diet. Mm-hmm. If you're not eating the proper diet, you are noted to be a part of or outside of the church that has a spot. He said, I'm coming for a church, a glorious church, not having a spot. Oh, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. I'm gonna wake you up right here. I heard it like this when I read it after I read that. I'm coming for a glorious church, not in need of favor, but has favor. Mm-hmm. You're not asking for favor because it's already in your diet and you became what you ate and you already have favor. I'm not coming for a church that's asking me for favor. I'm coming for a church that has favor.
Bless God. Bless God. Bless God.
If you eat something, and I know all you nutritional folks out there, if you're eating something that favors your body, your body is going to have what it needs. But if you're malnourished in some area, whether it be potassium or protein or calcium, then you're going to have a deficit. God is saying, I'm not coming for a church that's deficit of favor. I'm coming for a church that has favor.
Bless God.
This is a benefit. That if I eat my daily bread, I'm guaranteed favor. It gets even worse when I talk to you about the wrinkle now. It gets even more like, okay, all right, I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. The Lord told me, he said, Todd, he said, listen, when he first began to reveal that favor or prosperity was connected to peace, he said, do not ask me for prosperity anymore if you're in my peace. He said, the only thing you do is thank me for prosperity.
Amen.
Why? Because you already Amen. Have it.
Amen.
He said, don't you ask me for favor if you're in my peace.
Amen.
He said, because if you're in my peace, then you have my favor. How do I get his peace? I eat the bread every day. And those nutrients. So he said that to me there, and I heard him. I said, yes, Lord, I hear you. Yeah, he said, I'm not, he said, I'm coming for a church that has neither spot. I'm coming for a church that has no fall from favor. So you can see within the definition that the Lord is wanting to establish a constant flow of favor. No more sometimes in and sometimes out. No more falling from favor. To fall from favor means that we have spots. To be outside of favor essentially means we aren't in a right position for the return of Christ. Disgrace, watch this. It also defines disgrace as this: to lose a position of power and honor. He said, I'm not coming for a church that's looking for power, that's looking for honor. I'm coming for a church that has power. I get it now. You're going to get it when I say this to you too. For some of you that might be like, wait, what? The Bible says that it teaches us, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do you think Jesus' bride, he's coming back for a bride that has fallen from grace, that is without power, that's without honor? Do you think he's coming back for a bride that's not equally yoked to himself? Somebody say amen if you hear me.
Amen.
Amen.
Eating the bread daily will nullify all disgrace. It will get rid of all spots.
Bless God.
It'll get rid of all spots. And I love this. I love this because to me, it points out what Jay was talking about last night. It really, really defines what he was talking about. If we believe something, he even mentioned what Prophetess has been trying to teach for a while now. If we believe something, we do something. Well, now, if I'm eating my daily bread, Kurt, I heard your voice on the line. If I'm eating my proper diet, will my body, Kurt, let me ask you, will my body benefit from it?
Yes, it will.
It will, won't it? Now, yes. Now, he said, listen, don't labor for the meat that perishes. No. Just chew on me. Eat this right here. Don't worry about nothing else that perishes. Now, I'm not negating what you've taught us, Cap, in terms of eating our body types. But what I'm saying is, if we will benefit in the natural eating our body types, how much more will we benefit in the spirit?
Amen.
And Jesus Amen. Has laid out the diet for us. He said, eat my flesh.
Amen.
Drink my blood. I am the bread Bless of life. God.
Amen.
Bless God.
So now if I'm eating my body type, let me ask you again, Cap, because you're so heavy into nutrition. If I'm eating my body type, will I be in a position of being in a deficit of the nutrients and the things in which my body needs?
No.
Will it already be there for me?
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. That's what Jesus is saying about favor. If you're eating my flesh, you won't have to ask for favor. Because you'll never have fallen from it. Glory be to God.
Bless God.
Glory be to God. Hey, God, yes. It's a next level here. It's the next level where he's establishing. He said, he that eats me will live by me. In essence, he's saying, you will become me.
Amen.
All right, let's look at this wrinkle now. My goodness, this was ridiculous. I was like, okay, I'm knocked out here. The word wrinkle in the second definition of the word wrinkle, this is one of the Greek words that are pretty much closer to its origin here. It means a rush or draw for oneself, rescue or deliverer. I had to meditate on this one for a minute. A rush or draw for oneself, rescue or deliverer. And the Lord said to me, he said, you're hearing it right. I said, you mean to tell me that if I need rescue or you as deliverer, that's a wrinkle? He said, because I've already given you me. Why should you need what you already have? I said, wow. If you eat my bread, which is the bread of life, you will not need rescue. Or you won't. It's, come on, someone's going to receive it. 1 + 1 = 2. If you're eating rescue or deliverance, because that's in the bread, why would you need it?
Come on.
Why would you need what you're already eating? I said, I hear you, Lord. He said, Todd, when you need it, it's a wrinkle. He said, I'm coming for a church that is fully nourished in being rescued already. I'm coming for a church that has already been delivered. He said, and that comes from eating the daily bread. I said, my goodness. My goodness. Then I started remembering the series on loved. That rescue was one of the definitions. And I remembered that. And it said that I would be in his love if I keep his commandments. So shall you abide in my love if you keep my commandments, if you're doing what I'm teaching you, if you're eating the bread. You won't need rescue. You'll have rescue. You won't need the deliverer. You'll have the deliverer. My God, my God. So in other words, Christ wants a church that is no longer in need of or of rescue or deliverance. Eating our daily bread. I know this is hard to fathom because we need them in rescue so often. Well, the only time we need them in rescue, and every TGM Ramahite that's been with me for about 4 years or more knows that I always say, what is your problem? They call me with a problem, and I tell them, what is the answer that I always give? Somebody say it that knows. Have you been where?
In the Rhema word.
Have you been in your Rhema? Why? Because you wouldn't be calling me if you were in your Rhema. You wouldn't need rescue. You wouldn't need it. It would already settle everything you're going through. Everything you need, all the benefits of life and life more abundantly are in the Rhema word. And trust you me, guys, I'm not, listen, this was a slap in my face too, but I heard a next level here. Yes. I heard the next level. I heard the next realm in which we're being invited into. And it matches the word of the Lord to us, the acceptable year of the Lord, the year that we will be sustained. Not in, not out, but sustained in it.
Amen.
That's why he's revealing these spot and wrinkles as being what they are. It seems weird that, yes, we did. No. If you eat your bread, if you eat your daily supply, if you gather the fragment pieces of bread and eat them, we won't have spots and we won't have wrinkles. So eating our daily bread will get rid of the wrinkles of needing rescue. Hallelujah, and deliverance. It will keep us rescued and it will keep us delivered. These are the two of the next level benefits that we are coming into. No more spots and no more wrinkles. And the Lord said this to me, watch this. This is going to bless you, you scholars, people like Jay and Kurt. Well, all of you, I can't even call who's who anymore because all of you throw down. Mom, I can't even call it. And I mean that. This is what he made me understand. He said Eden didn't need water. It had the four riverheads that kept it in the state of more than enough consistently. Think about that. Eden didn't need water. It never rained in Eden. Never. Not one time rain came down. It already had its source. So they didn't need to call on God for rain to bring forth abundance and bring forth. It already had it. The Lord says the same for you. We don't need bread for our spiritual and natural well-being. We have bread, so we won't need rescue and we won't need deliverance.
Bless God.
Amen.
Amen, Lord God.
We already have it. Glory be to God. We already have it. Gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And you'll be a part of that church that has neither spot nor wrinkle. You won't be needing rescue. You won't be needing deliverance. And you won't be needing to ask for favor. You already have it. It's in the bread. Those that have hearing ears and can hear the rhema word, you have the source of power. You have the same, let me say it, yes, Holy Spirit, you have the same source of power as Jesus. The same exact source.
Amen.
Jesus said, amen. Jesus said, he said, as I live, the Father sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me shall also live by me. The same source. When Jesus raised his hands to heaven, watch what I'm telling you now. Watch what I'm telling you. When he raised his hands to produce the miracles, and he lifted his hands to produce the feeding of the 5,000, he didn't say, Father, favor me. He said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me when I pray.
Yes, it did.
He knew he had it already. The only time we see a little shaky is when he's in Gethsemane. But the moment he straightens up, boy, we see him right back in the flow.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus knew.
Amen.
And so God is trying to let us know here, you don't become a part that is having to ask me for favor. Don't be a part of the church that has to ask me for rescue. Be that church that eats the diet in which I've given you. And I will sustain you in kingdom living from there. I will sustain you. I keep thinking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I keep thinking about those boys. I really do, because they ate the diet in which God gave them, and they were wiser, they were stronger, they were more fair than all of those that ate the worldly, kingly dainties. They stayed in the diet of herbs and seeds and things of that nature, and were bigger, buffer, stronger, wiser, faster, because they stayed in the diet of the Lord. Now, we don't have that diet, but we have the diet. We have the bread from heaven.
Yes, God.
We won't need it. We won't need it. My goodness. I think about Daniel, who stayed in the diet of three times a day. When he went into the lion's den, he wasn't acting crazy, running all over the place, trying to run away from them. Daniel answered the king. He said, the king said, Daniel, are you there? Are you good? He said, oh, king, live forever. No drama. He didn't need rescue. Rescue was already there. Come on now. Let's just eat our daily bread. Amen. Let's gather these fragments and let these things, these benefits already be built inside of us. Hey, God, yeah. That we will do just like Jesus in the time of trouble, in the time of need. We'll speak to it. On the favor that's established from our nourished, our heavenly bread. The power that's established from our bread will solve it. It's the anointing. It will fix it. You'll already have rescue coming out your mouth. You already have favor coming out your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
That is all I have for you tonight. Two powerful benefits there.
Amen.
That those benefits without being without spot and being without wrinkle. These are yours. They're ours. We're blessed.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
We're so blessed. So let's go next level with it now. Let's go next level. Let's eat to the point that we have all that we need. Let's eat to the point that it's already in us. It's already here. Favor's already there for you. And please don't just call out favor. If you don't just call it out without having eaten and you're not in a real genuine place of it. Eat, and then call it out. Please don't call out your rescue. This is next level church. This is next level Christian. This is the Christian that's being prepared for the day and return of our Lord Jesus, that we will be equally yoked with him.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We are what we eat, people. Amen. I got a few comments here. Let me see what's going on, and I'll wrap it up. I got a few comments. It comes out with Jay Watts. He says, amen. It's the diet of heaven. This is really good. Elder Allison says, amen to that. And Jay responds again, once we eat the bread, it's in us. Come on, Jay. That's simple as that. And it's all thanksgiving from there, man. It's all, it gives definition to hear, speak. See, speak. And Javon says this. She says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's proof right there. We won't need it. We're already filled with it.
Bless God.
Come on now. This is what he's trying to say. If we're not filled with it, we got spots and wrinkles, guys. He said, I'm getting rid of that. I don't want that. That's not my bride. Jay said here, reacted to blessed are those. He gave an amen to that, to what Javon had said. And I say amen to all of it. I truly do. And I am very, very cautious. And I have been since the Lord has been teaching us on peace. I'm very cautious not to have to ask him for things. And don't get me wrong, people of God. If you ask him, let me just show you what's going to happen. I'm just going to thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what will happen. If you have to ask God for rescue, what God is going to do is open your mouth and feed you word, rhema. And you will draw from that. You're not just going to get the rescue. You're going to hear. He's going to cause you to hear. And God is saying, listen, just hear. Eat it. And you won't have to ask me. You won't have to. You can thank me for it. Just eat it. Because when we're in a position to have to ask for these things, it's spots and wrinkles. We should be filled like Javon sent out. We should be filled. So if you're asking for rescue, don't get me wrong, and please do not draw back. If you need it, please ask for it. But just know that you're going to get a word. Just know rhema's coming. And he's saying, but I've already given you. That's why I said gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Why? So you're ready for tomorrow. You're ready for the next day and the day after that. Just keep eating and stay filled with favor. Stay filled with being rescued and delivered. Don't just stay filled with it.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Man, that's next level. Boy, is that next level. That is next level, boy. Yes, Lord. That's sustaining right there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll come in, the Bible says in Revelation, you'll come in and go out no more. That's next level right there, boy. Hey, God, yeah. Yeah. That's taking your rightful seat. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you so much for your word. I thank you that you're calling us to this place. I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you're revealing. You're revealing this.
Thank you, Lord.
I give you praise that you're revealing this.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, you're taking away the weakness. The weakness, Lord God, of a wrong diet. You're removing, Lord God, malnutrition right now. And I give you praise, Lord Jesus, for us being properly nourished. I give you glory for being properly nourished, Lord God, full of strength, full of vigor, full of life, full of the anointing to remove every burden and destroy every yoke, full of favor, Lord God, that will open doors and shut doors behind us. I give you glory, Lord. It is finished, and it's found in the bread of life. I give you glory, Master. I give you glory because it's our time.
Thank you, Lord.
It is the acceptable year of the Lord, with a year where free favors will profusely abound. And I see why, Master. I see why, Jesus. Father, I see why. It's glorious. It's glorious. It's glorious. Let anyone that was in need of any rescue or favor draw from the bread tonight. Let him draw. Let him draw the nutritional, the spiritual benefits. Let them draw from it. As expiation touches them, as propitiation settles in, as vision, persuasion becomes force, they're drawing from it. I give you praise for that, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for sending out healing. I thank you for sending out deliverance. I thank you. And it's already in the bread.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah, you said it. You said it right there. And he sent his word and healed us. It's the children's bread is another place you said it. Healing is the children's bread. It's in the bread. And I thank you, Master.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. We will be a church without spot or wrinkle. We will be the church that is full of power, full of grace, not disgrace. Full. Give you glory tonight. Can you lift your hands just for a moment? Anybody on the line? Just lift your hands to them.
Thank you.
Just say this after me if you're on the line. You can keep it on mute and just repeat after me. As your hands are lifted to them, just say, I will receive the bread of life day by day. And I will be sustained in grace,
not disgrace.
I will not need rescue.
I will not need rescue.
Nor deliverance.
Nor deliverance.
For I already have it.
I already have it.
It's in the bread.
It's in the bread.
Now thank him for it.
Jesus.
Now thank him for it. Oh, God, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Thank you, God.
In the bread. Yes, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Somebody's upper back across your shoulders. You've been struggling in your upper back, across your shoulders. The Lord is healing you right now. You're being healed. That pain that was in your upper back or in your shoulder areas is being healed. It's being healed right this very moment. The Lord is touching you. is touching you right now. It's healing flowing for you right now. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Nerve problems. There have been some people with a few nerve problems, having some issues in some nerve areas, maybe in your hands, your left hand in particular. The Lord is touching your nerves there. He's touching your nerves. And he said they're not just there, but it's reaching the source of where the problem was, and he's healing it right this very moment. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hey, Jesus. He said vision. He said, I'm touching vision. Mm-hmm. I'm touching vision right now. I'm touching your ocular vision. I'm touching you, straightening it out, strengthening both your right and your left eye. I'm touching your vision. I'm strengthening it. And you're going to notice a change. And I want you to hear what I'm saying. That you're going to notice a change. And day by day as you eat, your vision is going to get better and better and better. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's in the bread. It's in the bread. So those of you that recognize his peace now, also now thank him for prosperity and thank him for favor. Because both of them are being released. Glory be to God. Because his peace is dominating. Dominating right now. I mean, it's a dominating peace that's on you. And therefore, there's a dominating prosperity and dominating favor that's on your side. It will go into your tomorrow. It will stretch out. Mm-hmm. Those of you that are waiting on certain decisions, hear the word of the Lord. Yea and amen are the answers to those. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Intended and desired results are being granted. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
And there's a reversal of some decisions that didn't go your way. They're being reversed so that they will go your way. You're getting your intended and desired result. Glory be to God. There's healing. It's healing in the physical and in the realm of things. In business. Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, man. Jesus. That's good. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen, Jesus. We're going to honor God. For those of you that want to sow a seed, or those of you that would like to give your tithe and first fruit, if you didn't hear on Sunday, it was so powerful. I shared a testimony about my brother who had returned his tithe unto the Lord. In the beginning of 2022, in 2021, his side business had made, I'm so happy for him. It made about $45,000. And then 2022's numbers came in as he was honoring the Lord and made up his mind that he would never rob God of that worship again. And that he knew the way of worship in the tithe. And he said, no more. He said, I'm not doing this anymore. And he decided to turn around. Well, his business went from side business now. This isn't even his regular, he's basically a major construction worker, but his side business went from $45,000 to over $300,000 in 1 year because he decided to return his worship unto the Lord.
Bless God.
In his tithe. And I'm so happy for him because he's always had an anointing for increase, but it was disconnected from him for a while. It really was because God gave him a revelation about tithe. And once you get a rhema about something, you can't just clock out because you want to. And so he started honoring, and his side business exploded. And so I'm just happy for him. I'm really happy that he's established again, and he's getting really strong again in the Lord. And always new. And it's a blessing to know that. And so Honor God, those of you that know the way, honor the Lord, honor the Lord. And you can do it via Cash App at $ True Gospel Men's. Look for the logo. Or if you're going to do it online banking, the email address to do it through Zelle is truegospelmens@aol.com. And so you can honor God. You can sow into the words. You can sow a free will offering. Just put in the notation what you're sowing into and what you're sowing for. But God bless you guys. I had a great time with you in this word tonight.
Awesome.
It challenged me, and I know it challenged you. Yes. It challenged me, and I know it challenged you too. And so I know you'll heed the call because it's already there. Man, why look for something when you already got it? It's already there for us. So God bless you guys. And I will look to hear from you on Sunday, this coming Sunday at 10 o'clock.